again, it's not an antibiotic, and those veterinary feed directive prescriptions, if you can call them prescriptions, they aren't actually a prescription. They're called a directive. Are antibiotics for antibiotics in the feed. And so I've already said it's not an antibiotic, but it gets the immune system ready. And that's what a lot of producers are trying to do with things such as CTC in the feed, is protect that calf till he can get over the stress of shipping, weaning, everything that we do to cattle, through the market, exposure to other pathogens. So they are trying to use the feed antibiotics to do that. Zelnate, with their vaccines, with their control antibiotics, can certainly assist in that same paradigm or same concept of keeping those cattle healthy on arrival. So I guess the answer is a qualified yes. It has some potential along that line, but not exactly the same as the antibiotics they're using. It's for use with their antibiotics, and certainly there's some good data out there, some data that says that we change the death loss significantly. We also change, and we know because of the data, the lung lesions that occur because of respiratory disease, the amount of lung tissue that's damaged. And we know that from the very beginning of our work with Zelnate. So that makes a difference for producers as well. How much lung is damaged there? Lots of times we see cattle that heal up after respiratory disease, and then we get, especially if they're getting fat and toward that spring or early summertime and a hot day, and even though they didn't die when they had the pneumonia, because they're trying to breathe and cool their bodies, they have problems later on because of the lung damage that occurred.